Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for the Simply Good Foods Company, ticker SMPL. If you're not familiar with this player, let me give you the quick rundown. This company operates in the packaged food industry, specifically focusing on nutritional and convenient foods like protein bars, shakes, and low-sugar snacks. They're carving out a niche in the health-conscious consumer space, sitting within the broader consumer defensive sector. With a solid market cap and a presence in a growing industry, they've caught the eye of many investors looking for stable, long-term plays with a health twist. So, let's dive into what's been happening with them lately and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape their future. First, let's touch on some recent news and performance trends to set the stage. Based on the latest updates, Simply Good Foods has been making headlines with a strong showing in their Q4 2025 earnings call. They reported a 9% increase in net sales year over year, driven by robust demand for their low-carb, high-protein products. That's a solid signal of consumer interest sticking around. On the performance front, their stock has shown decent momentum over the past year, outperforming some peers in the industry over certain periods, though I'll save the deeper comparison for later. For now, let's just say they've got some wind in their sails, but not everything is smooth sailing. With that in mind, let's get into the meat of our SWOT analysis and see what's really driving this company and what could trip it up. Strengths. Strong revenue growth. Looking at their income statements, Simply Good Foods has been posting consistent revenue increases, with that 9% jump in net sales for Q4 2025 being a highlight from their latest earnings call. This isn't just a one-off. Their focus on trending health categories like low sugar and high protein is clearly resonating with consumers. Solid profit margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry norms. This tells me they're not just growing, but doing so efficiently, keeping costs in check while scaling up. Healthy balance sheet. Peeking at their balance sheet, they've got a decent amount of cash and current assets relative to liabilities. Their current ratio and quick ratio are in a comfortable range, suggesting they can handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Brand positioning in a growing niche. Their product lineup targets the health and wellness trend, which is a massive tailwind. As more folks prioritize nutrition, Simply Good Foods is well-placed with recognizable brands that cater to this demand. Weaknesses. Debt levels to watch. While their balance sheet isn't in dire straits, the debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly low. They've got some leverage on their books, and if interest rates stay sticky or if growth slows, this could become a heavier burden. It's something long-term investors need to keep an eye on. Dependence on consumer trends. Their success is tied tightly to the health food craze. If consumer preferences shift, say toward a different diet trend or back to indulgent snacks, they could struggle to pivot quickly. That's a risk with niche players like this. Operational challenges. From the earnings call, management mentioned some near-term headwinds with supply chain costs and strategic investments eating into margins temporarily. While they're addressing it, these hiccups could weigh on short-term profitability. Opportunities. Expansion in product categories. The earnings call highlighted plans to innovate with new low-sugar products. If they can keep pushing the envelope on R&D and roll out fresh offerings, they could capture even more market share in the health food space. Geographic growth potential. Looking at their revenue by region, there's room to grow internationally. Most of their sales are still concentrated in core markets, so expanding their footprint could be a big driver for long-term revenue. Industry tailwinds. The broader packaged food industry, especially in health-focused segments, is seeing steady growth. With their positioning, Simply Good Foods could ride this wave, especially if they leverage digital marketing and e-commerce trends to reach more customers. Attractive valuation metrics. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates suggesting room for upside if they hit growth targets. For value hunters, this could be a sweet spot to build a position over time. Threats. Competitive pressure. The health food space is getting crowded, Big players and startups alike are jumping in, and Simply Good Foods will need to keep innovating to avoid losing shelf space or consumer loyalty. Differentiation is key, and it's not always easy. Economic sensitivity. While their sector is somewhat defensive, a broader economic slowdown could still hit discretionary spending on premium-priced health foods. If wallets tighten, consumers might opt for cheaper alternatives, and that's a real risk. Regulatory risks. The food industry faces scrutiny over labeling, health claims, and ingredients. Any misstep or tighter regulations could lead to fines or reputational damage, something long-term investors should factor into their risk assessment. Short-term volatility. While their performance over the past year has been solid, shorter-term metrics show some fluctuations. Combine that with supply chain issues mentioned in the earnings call, and we could see some choppiness in the stock over the next few quarters. Now, let's zoom out a bit and tie this together with some broader insights. One thing that stands out to me is how Simply Good Foods is balancing growth with operational challenges. That 9% sales increase is impressive, but the supply chain costs and strategic investments they're making, while necessary for long-term growth, could keep margins under pressure in the near term. For you folks playing the long game, this is a classic case of short-term pain for potential long-term gain. Their free cash flow is still in a decent spot, which gives them some flexibility to fund innovation without piling on more debt, but I'd keep an eye on how they manage that leverage over the next few years. Another point worth chewing on is their valuation. With a forward PE that's not overly stretched, there's an argument to be made for building a position if you believe in the health food megatrend. But, and this is a big but, you've got to weigh that against the competitive risks and the possibility of consumer fatigue in this space. Are they truly a standout or just riding a wave that could crash if tastes change? That's the million-dollar question. Wrapping this up, the outlook for the Simply Good Foods company has a lot of promise for long-term investors, especially if you're bullish on health and wellness trends sticking around. Their revenue growth and brand positioning are strong pillars to build on, but the debt levels and competitive pressures are real hurdles that could slow them down if not managed well. There's opportunity here, no doubt, with product innovation and geographic expansion on the horizon, but you'll want to stay alert to economic shifts and industry dynamics that could throw a wrench in their plans. For now, I'd say this is a stock worth watching closely. Maybe not a screaming buy today, but definitely one to revisit as they execute on their strategy. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown. If you found this helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Simply Good Foods in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.